All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the R. Bill Simmons podcast. And this is for everybody who is new to the podcast, as well as new to Bill Simmons, and is coming and listening after this crazy Prince Harry quote that has taken the internet by storm. It is leading multiple outlets, and Bill Simmons has been aggregated probably the most he ever has been. And a lot of it, I believe, was due to a tweet from our account highlighting the hilarious quote that Bill had. But let's take a little bit of a step back. If you're new to Bill Simmons, and I think some people or a lot of people are, here's the lowdown for who Bill Simmons is. So he is, I would use the word legendary sports personality in the United States. So he got his fame started in the early 2000s. He was a columnist at ESPN, grew into routinely leading ESPN.com, biggest sports website probably in the world. So everybody really familiar with him if they were a sports fan. Later on at ESPN, he goes to form a website called Grantland. That was very popular as well. So Bill is well known for his writing. He's also extremely well known for his podcasting. Now, in 2023, podcasts, you know, everybody's got a podcast. Heck, this is the R. Bill Simmons podcast, a podcast on Bill Simmons and the subreddit and his podcast. It's a podcast covering a podcast. So, yes, there's a lot of them in 2023. That wasn't the case in 2007 when Bill started the BS Report, as he called it, at ESPN. He was one of the first main big personalities to have a podcast, and I would say accelerated the formation and the growth of podcasts. So I think that that will be part of Bill's legacy, is growing the podcast game, as well as for his writing style, really melding together sports and pop culture, writing about sports in a very fun and engaging and not as serious way. So that's Bill Simmons if you don't know his past. Now, what is the 2023 version of Bill Simmons, and why is he hating on Prince Harry so much? Well, a couple years ago, Simmons, after he left ESPN, he started a company called The Ringer, and he recently sold The Ringer, and really he sold not The Ringer, but the Bill Simmons Media Group, which I believe owns most of The Ringer. He sold that to Spotify for, I think, give or take $200 million. This was in the podcasting boom. We're already seeing some of that podcasting boom tapered out a bit. You've had Spotify cutting podcasting jobs. I think there was another company recently that just shut down. Obviously, there's these big media deals that haven't worked out that much, and that's where Prince Harry and Meghan come in, where Bill was talking about, hey, they were at Spotify and they didn't produce much of anything but got paid a lot. So he didn't say those exact words, but ultimately that may be what he's frustrated by. Now, Bill Simmons at Spotify. So there's some disagreement, and we don't really know exactly what Bill is doing for Spotify. He's been given these titles. And is Bill Simmons actually doing a lot for Spotify? We don't really know. I think he might be head of innovation, might be the title, head of podcast innovation and monetization strategies, something like that for Spotify. So he's been given this title. Is it a title in name only, or is it a position that he's aggressively working with Spotify to better monetize podcasts? We don't really know from the outside. We're just people who listen to the Bill Simmons podcast. We're not Spotify insiders. Certainly, if anyone is listening to this podcast and has more information on what Bill may or may not be doing, by all means, we'd love to hear it. Although we do note that we are on Spotify, so hopefully don't shut us down, Spotify. We're using the Spotify, formerly Anchor app, now the Spotify podcasting app to create the podcast, and obviously you're listening on Spotify. So Bill Simmons works for Spotify. We don't know the extent of it, but clearly Bill works for Spotify enough where he is talking to Spotify talent that has deals there. And the first that we knew of this was he was talking to Joe Budden. I tweeted this out from the account. I'll retweet it so you guys can hear it. But essentially, Joe Budden tells this kind of comical story. And, truthfully, do we know how much of that story is accurate? I'm not sure we do. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But Joe Budden tells this story about how he wasn't making podcasts for a while. Then Bill Simmons calls him and says, hey, and this is during the pandemic for context. Bill Simmons calls him and says, hey, I noticed you're not doing a lot of podcasts recently. We can help you get set up from Spotify. We can help you with the gear that you need and, so you can get back recording. And then Joe says, well, the reason I haven't been recording is because my dad's been sick and he's in the hospital. So again, we don't know exactly who's telling the exact truth in there. I don't listen to the Joe Budden podcast. Comments that have been discussed about that clip on Twitter in the Bill Simmons subreddit, people have said maybe Joe's exaggerating that a little bit. In reality, the truth's probably somewhere in between. Bill probably didn't know that happened when he called him, but maybe he didn't handle it great on the call. Who knows? But regardless, Bill Simmons has talked to Joe Budden before. So apparently, we have learned as of today's podcast, he has also talked to Prince Harry. And what I think people need to realize about Bill is that, and again, this is me from the outside. I've been reading Bill since 2003 to 2005, somewhere around then. I've been listening to Bill since 2007. So I have a lot of experience with this guy. As the Reddit folks would say, maybe I have a parasocial relationship with him. But certainly, Bill Simmons has been in my life, has been in the life of a lot of people as sports fans for a very long time. If he's done 3 hours of podcasts a week since 2007, you can kind of do the math on that. Not just me, not just people listening to this podcast, but a lot of people spend a lot of time with Bill Simmons. So what you know about Bill Simmons when you listen to him, this guy holds fucking grudges. Now, he holds grudges, he burns bridges. If you read his first book about the Red Sox, he highlighted in writing about the maybe he's the 1999 Red Sox, writing about Pedro Martinez, and he has something in there about how Pedro was embarking on the season totally burning bridges, and he loved that. I probably botched some of that, but the point is, Bill has talked about liking people burning bridges before. It's kind of funny. Bill has burned bridges. He left ESPN. He was fired, basically. I don't know exactly, but he was let go. He was fired, whatever you want to call it. And he I think his quote was that it was a quote shitty ouster from ESPN. It didn't end that great with John Skipper, who was the one who ultimately let him go. He used to be very close to John Skipper, who was the head of ESPN at the time. And when he was at ESPN in 2014, 2015, he was bitching to people that they weren't funding Grantland enough. And Grantland was a website that probably wasn't making money. I can't totally speak factually on this, but was it making more money than it was spending? I'm not sure. We don't know that for sure, but we can also look at websites like Nate Silver's 538, which I think they showed the financials of that. It might have been losing more money after revenue than it actually was taking in revenue. And I think a big disagreement there was that between Bill and between ESPN was I think ESPN and guys like Zach Lowe and Bill Barnwell, they're still at ESPN now. ESPN could monetize the articles written by those two guys on the homepage of ESPN.com better than they could Grantland. So if you're ESPN, you're paying these great NBA, NFL writers a lot of money to be at Grantland, but yet you can make a lot more money off them if you put them on ESPN.com in their advertising. So I don't know exactly what the issue was between Bill and Grantland. I just know that he got annoyed that ESPN wasn't funding the site enough, which, to an outsider seems a little bit questionable, but regardless. So Bill, the grudge there. Bill has kind of an infamous quote that he later had to essentially apologize for, and Bill rarely apologizes, but he has a quote about how basically, how could you respect yourself if you still work at ESPN? And something to the effect of no creative people would work at ESPN. Obviously, that's bullshit. ESPN does 30 for 30. That's another thing that Bill will probably be known for, is kind of reinventing the idea of sports documentaries. But at the same time, ESPN won an Emmy, I think, for 30 for 30 after he left. And that was something he got annoyed by. There's also a famous tweet that he had about how, Bill claimed to invent the concept of a trade value column. And he gets very upset where other people in other sports use the concept of ranking people by trade value. Did Bill Simmons really invent that? I'm not so sure. And if you look at Bill, he fully admits in his articles early on that he basically copied David Letterman's mailbag segment and wrote a mailbag for his website. So I don't know if Bill totally has tons of room to stand on. So why I bring that into the discussion for this podcast is because if you're new to Bill Simmons, you do need to know this guy holds, aggressive grudges, which, look, like some people do in life, not most of us are not public, but Bill Simmons is public. So what probably happened is Bill has the Zoom call with Harry. They exchange some ideas about, what kind of podcast could work. And we don't know what Bill said. We can guess, but we're not going to have an idea unless Bill talks about it, unless he gets drunk. And the probable thing that happened here, again, from a longtime Simmons fan who knows him, is Harry probably batted away his ideas and either said they weren't good to his face or said they weren't great later, laughed Bill off, probably didn't call him an idiot. But if Bill got the impression that Harry kind of thought his suggestions were dumb, that could lead Bill to really hold the grudge against this guy and to talk poorly about him. And that's what we're seeing now. We saw that in a January clip, which I've also tweeted. A lot of people are tweeting that out. Hilarious about how, and it was kind of random that Bill was aggressively hating on Harry. So maybe in January 23, maybe he had just had the Zoom with him. I'm not sure. So that was interesting. And then another angle that I did want to bring up, and I just tweeted about this, is that I'm reading the Page Six article that the New York Post linked to, and they talk about Ari Emanuel. And this is one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. Hopefully, he doesn't require us to take down this podcast. I hope not. And I actually, if you listen to Ari Emanuel, he's a very interesting person. And he was the inspiration for the Ari Gold character in Entourage, who we all loved, right? Hilarious, super agent, kick ass, hug it out, bitch. Ari was the best part of that show. Well, I was reading the Page Six article, and it says that Ari Emanuel was just hired by Megan to repair her image. Well, the agency he runs, co-owns, what have you, I don't know the exact part of it, but he's the head guy there. In 2015, they bought James Baby Doll Dixon's agency, which Bill Simmons, last I checked, is still a client of. And he's a client, or Baby Doll has Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel as clients. So Bill's part of that. And, in the article, it says that it would still be operating as a standalone, but that's 2015, and who knows exactly what the current situation is. But certainly, if that agency is owned by WME, which is who Ari Emanuel runs, it's part of the same company. So that's to say that it'll be interesting to see if Bill is forced to, make an apology or something on this. Who knows? But yeah, I think this is totally taking the media by storm. And again, for people who are not Bill Simmons fans, because a lot of this is for you. Bill, in his podcasts, so he's really more of an NBA guy. He's not a guy that's talking about much pop culture anymore. And he'll do some like fake NBA trade, or he'll say, "Oh, I heard this rumor," but then he couches it by saying, "Don't aggregate this," because Simmons hates getting aggregated, which would mean taking his quote. And it's on a blog. It's on blogs like, Awful Announcing. It's on The Big Lead. Maybe blog's the wrong word for that, but it's websites that cover sports media. He will not like that. And those are kind of actually maybe more of the premier sites that are sometimes quote unquote aggregating Bill. A lot of the time, it'll be some like random sites you haven't heard of saying, oh, Bill Simmons thinks X player is going to be traded in the next week because of Y. And, Bill gets mad at that. So what's funny is that he didn't say this time, don't aggregate this. But look, Simmons, he should realize that when he says something like this, it's going. Absolutely, it is going to cause shockwaves to be out there. Huge respect to Deadline, to the Big Lead, I believe, to Awful Announcing, to a variety of sites that actually put our tweet with the audio in their articles. I mean, that's fantastic. So, like, huge. I'm gonna have to find the, I think Deadline and the Big Lead really are the two big ones. Really, if you guys are listening, really appreciate that because you're really helping grow the podcast account here by putting the audio in. But whether this would have been aggregated without us, we don't know. Time, I guess we'll never know that. But I, there's sort of a market for Bill Simmons reacting to things because Bill Simmons, and again, like I can't stress this enough, Bill Simmons is like the fucking man. For a generation of sports fans. If you were a big sports fan, call it starting, if you were maybe 10 years old in 2002, if you were 10 to 25 starting in 2002, you're probably a big Bill Simmons fan if you're a sports guy. His writing's fallen off, his podcasting's fallen off, but people still discuss it at the Reddit Bill Simmons. He's got about 50,000 subs or 50,000 members at this point. But now what Bill does is he really leans into the NBA content. And so there's a new generation of big Bill Simmons fans who don't necessarily love his takes, don't necessarily know his background, but just know him as the NBA guy that everybody's reacting to. So he's got a huge legion, hundreds, he's probably got millions of listeners to his podcast. And that's the main reason that Spotify bought his company for 200 million because you were getting Bill Simmons. And so ultimately, when you're seeing these articles out there that are Spotify executive, makes this claim, I mean, that's kind of the responsibility that Bill has now, where he is a Spotify executive. They paid a lot of money for him. Whether it's face saving, whether it's he's actually doing monetization, I have my view. I don't really think Bill's doing much of anything for Spotify, but I could be proven wrong. Maybe I will be. So that's kind of what I think, but ultimately he has the title. He's kind of got to be responsible a little bit more with what he says about these things. And this thing probably should have been kept quiet, but it wasn't. It was amazing. It was fantastic. This quote is all over, and it's just, oh man, this is a day. This has been excellent. This has been so much fun. Huge shout out all the new followers for us. Huge shout out to all the new listeners we're going to get. And look, if you're a Bill Simmons fan, or if you've listened to Bill in the past, listen to this podcast, share this podcast, follow us if you aren't yet. And if you ever want to talk Bill Simmons, send us a DM, come on the podcast. We love having guests. We love talking Bill Simmons. So with that, I think we're good here. I'm Tribe. I'm one of the hosts here on the podcast. We're hoping to have a lot of great episodes coming your way in the near future. So stick around, stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, thanks for listening, and please share the show with friends and family who you think would be interested. Cheers.